Well, Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. We hope that all of you had a great Christmas season with your families, despite the best efforts of Tony Fauci and the Biden junta to make it a miserable time. But that's what sets us apart from them. We can feel real love and real joy. Still, it's a dangerous world out there, and the enemies of the American people will be just as committed to destroying us in 2022 as they were in 21. And that means more masking, more restrictions, more vaccine mandates. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us for her first segment of the year. She says that she has the receipts to prove that vaccine toxicity varies by batch, which we've covered before, but now it's possible to find out if the shot that you're being pressured to take is from one of these tainted and deadly batches.
Yes, Happy New Year, Stu. Sorry to start out with such bad news. But what we've learned is after I spent 3 hours in an interview with these analysts who have actually taken the previous work of toxicity in lot numbers to a whole new level, what they're telling us is that this is a worldwide human experiment. It's intentional. And there's a subplot to this, that there is an attack on the American people. What they basically told me is that all three companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, which is essentially Janssen, are testing. They're actively testing. And it's worse than what we thought, because there's evidence that these companies are intentionally deploying toxic batches. They've also identified what they call super toxic batches. And they've released these lot numbers. And I felt it was like an emergency to get this to the American people and the people of the world. I want to show you what they found on in terms of most dangerous lots. And when we're done with this segment, I urge everyone to go to howbad.info, where you can check the lots and you can know which lots are deadly and dangerous. Before, if you're thinking or on the fence of getting any of these bioweapon injections, when you look at the first column here for Pfizer, I want you to know that the most deadly, dangerous lot will begin with EW, E like Edward, W like winning, EW. Second to that is F like Frank, A like Apple, and then F like Frank, C like Charlie. Sorry, I don't know the military terms for that. The most harmful lot for children under this EWFAFC was something identified, the whole lot number is EW0182. But you can go to howbad.info and look up and the company and put your lot number in. For under Pfizer, for adults, the most toxic, deadly batches begin with E like Edward, N like Nancy. And then second to that is E like Edward, R like Robert. Under Moderna, they found under for all ages, adults, and I don't believe they have a young child authorization yet, but their toxic deadly batches end in 20A alpha. They're super toxic under Moderna, have in the middle section, they got very clever. Pfizer coded their lot numbers. All companies coded their lot numbers with so that they would know where the most toxic batches are. And I'm going to share with you why that's important in a little bit. But Moderna took it a step further with a little cleverness because they embedded their code for their most toxic amount, either in dose or chemical composition, under the letters in the middle of that lot number, J, K like kite, L like love, M like Mary. The analysts were a team that included the well-known Dr. Michael Yeadon, Craig Partycooper from Africa, a woman named Alexandra Latipova, who's in California, our well-known Jessica Rose that we've interviewed on the Stu Peters Show before, and another analyst named Walter Wagner. Look, this EW lot for children, anything that starts with EW, is responsible for almost, watch this, all adverse events in children, all ER visits, all hospitalizations, all life-threatening events, disabilities, and all deaths. This is serious. And here's the kicker, Stu. All of these deadly lots that we're going to show you are already in circulation, remembering that there could be up to 1.5 million doses per lot. This quantification is set by each company. And the way they know that is because they have looked at the companies and they have gotten into their systems to see how the companies have laid this out. They made the assertion, Stu, that, and this was shocking, that what these companies are doing is they're exporting disability as defined by the VERA system itself out to Europe, ex-USA. And what they're doing is they're exporting, if you will, death, more death, more lethal doses in the United States. Now, let me share with everyone. There's another chart I want to show you with a scatter plot. It's called Pfizer batches. And when Pfizer batches, their batch codes rather, were arranged alphanumerically along the x-axis, the following patterns emerged. And you can see these dots, these vertical dots represent batch numbers. And again, there's that EW. You can see the green stack of dots. Those are children's doses, even though the company claims that the amount is less than the adult dose, supposedly. We have no idea what's in there. They are actively testing. Stu, I'm going to tell you something. They are conducting what we call lethal dose studies. Now, in pharmaceutical drug development, lethal dose studies looks at how much you need to cause death. And obviously, they're not done in humans, in people. They're always done in animals, although they've slowed down in recent years because people have become concerned. Even though they're rats and mice, lower forms, they've become concerned about the cruelty to animals. But they're never done in people. And what's happening here is they are basically, from the analysis, these analysts tell us that these three companies are actively right now conducting lethal dose studies. Let me explain lethal dose. They take the highest amount of chemical in terms of dosage and composition. And what they do is they determine what lethal amount to test half the population. It's one of the means to assess acute toxicity prior to going into human studies. And like I said, it has been largely phased out. They are conducting it without informed consent. It's against all ethical and regulatory rules. In other words, we believe these companies are just proceeding with impunity because there is nothing stopping them. I want to also show people something before we get to a little bit of a larger look at the lot numbers and what's happening and how these analysts are so sure that this is not by randomization, this is not by chance. I want to take a look at the parts of a Moderna batch code. I mentioned earlier that Moderna got a little more complex and clever. Remember, these companies we now know are actually embedding into their lots a code to tell them which doses, which lots are toxic, which ones are causing disabilities, and what types of disabilities. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. When you look at the parts of a Moderna batch code, you see here this number. It's 011, the letter L, like love, 20A. 20A, as we mentioned before, in the first chart I showed, is the most lethal. That denotes the most lethal batch of lot codes in the Moderna program right now. And remember, all of these numbers I'm going to show you are from the middle of November up until as late as December 16th, of just a couple of weeks ago. So when you look at this number, 011L20A, what you're looking at in the 011 is the temporal batch order. So how it's being developed over time and deployed by the company. The L is the concentration. It tells the company the toxicity and number of adverse reactions. And then the 20A is qualitative. It's the ingredient in either 20A, which was the most highly toxic of their batch lots, or 21A came up as well. So this is their clever scheme. So this is not a matter of, you know, throwing this out, you know, we're going to try this new technology and we're getting with impunity, we're going to see what the safety issues come. The reason they're not concerned about safety issues is because this is an a priori design. This is designed ahead of time to send out toxic batches and then to gather their information. So anyway, let's move on to, there's just so much information that I learned from these analysts.
How do these analysts know that these are coming from Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson?
Because first of all, they told me that they were informed by professional hackers that this is big news. Nobody else has broken this, that these professional hackers got into Pfizer and Moderna systems and they were able to verify the lots. Dr. Parda Cooper has a list of all the Moderna batches deployed so far. And Moderna also has a web tool. This will probably disappear after the Stu Peter Show airs. It has a web tool for checking the expiration dates for batches. And these computer guys hacked Moderna's website and got the entire list of Moderna batches with the full list of batch codes. And they did the same for Pfizer. I just want to make something really clear. This exporting death to the USA and exporting disability to EU, what they found was that, for example, in the Moderna analysis, there were 10 times the death rate in the United States than in the EU. And in the Moderna group, there were 10 times more disabilities in the EU group compared with the USA. So this is all three companies are using their lot numbers to label. They're looking, and when a researcher does an a priori study, they're testing concentrations. Remember I told you it was a dose finding study?
Yeah.
But this dose finding range is much higher than just testing, you know, a therapeutic group of range to find out what works. This is lethal dose testing at its finest. We're going to talk about this more, Stu. I know we're limited on time, but it was really important. It's what's most important is that before you let your child get in line for these bioweapon shots, if you don't believe anything we've said, at least ask them for the lot number. And if it starts with EW or EN, just before we close out, there's a list I want to show you of batch codes with highlights. These batch codes are in a perfect mathematical series, Stu. And what this tells us is if it was random, you see these highlighted EN lot numbers, these are all thousands, 2,000 or 3,000 deaths and disabilities per these batches. But look at how it drops. It drops immediately down to 37, 25, 23, the subsequent batch numbers. If this was random, it would not just drop off so sharply like that. You're going to hear more from these analysts. You're going to hear more and more information, but you are empowered now to look up if you've had one of these shots. You can look up your lot number. Please don't take any more of this.
Yeah.
This is not going to stop.
Absolutely no reason why anybody should have their kid in line to take these bioweapons. But if before knowing what we know now, you subjected yourself or your young ones to these injections and you want to know, now you have these lot numbers, which you can find at stupeters.tv. You're right. I am out of time. I got to go. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And this is unbelievable. So yeah, this is going to go away though. This search function is going to go away. And thanks to these hackers as well. And for your time in investigating and being inside of that meeting. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
None of this is an accident. This isn't by happens chance. This isn't a coincidence. This isn't a mistake or a conspiracy theory. This is methodical. This is planned. This is premeditated. This is intentional. Maiming, harming, injuring, incapacitating, handicapping, killing people on purpose. This is a worldwide human experiment that is extremely dangerous. It's Russian roulette for you, but not for the people that are pushing this at you. They know exactly where the lots are and how this is being done. That's explosive. I mean, that's the evidence to support the theories that we have been explaining here for months. Christopher Key and the Vaccine Police need your help with funding. I fund this organization, and I want you to join me. What is your money going to go towards? Well, Christopher Key is tirelessly and relentlessly in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, interrupting lawmaker meetings, making sure that he's serving Nuremberg notifications on the pharmacists that are injecting this thing. A lot of them don't know, but now they have no excuse. We're a lot harder to find than these media conglomerates that people consider their trusted news sources, who get a majority of their budget from the very pharmaceutical companies that are planning this premeditated murderous experiment. A worldwide experiment is being performed, being executed right now. The Vaccine Police is helping to expose that by putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, confronting hospital administrators, big pharma executives. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Christopher Key video documents everything. He's all over the country. He is a hero in modern times. Vaccine-police.com. Please help to support this group financially if you can. Vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.